哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，May peace be with all the brothers and sisters。
晚上我们继续查考约伯记第十八章。
And tonight we will continue to study the book of Job, the book of Job, chapter 18。
约伯记第十八章。
The book of Job, chapter 18。
第十八章是比勒达第二次的讲论。
And chapter 18 records the second speech of Bildad。
但是他第二次的讲论毫无新意。
And however, his second speech was without any strength.
其实是旧调重弹了。
It is actually just renouncing of his first speech.
那这一章谈到恶人的一个祸患。
And here it talks about what the wicked will face.
他先痛斥约伯的自大。
And he says that Job is self-righteous.
然后再来痛斥这个恶人的结局。
And he has rebuked him, saying that the wicked will receive punishment.
他就直截了当来责备约伯犯了错误。
And he directly points out that Job has sinned.
特别他很在乎的这个约伯的讲的一句话。
And he especially paid attention to one sentence that Job spoke.
看十八章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们为何算为畜生，在你眼中看为污秽呢？
Verse 3. Why are we counted as cattle? Why are we stupid in your sight?
所以在这个比勒达的心中对这一句话非常的感冒。
And so Bildad was very offended by these words of Job.
他认为约伯轻视他们像这个污秽不洁的畜生一样。
And he felt that Job despised them just like these unclean animals.
因为约伯曾经告诉他们，叫他们去问这个万物了。
And because Job has previously told them to go and ask all the nature.
问地上的这些走兽啦，这个海中的鱼啦，天上的飞鸟啦。
To ask the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea, and also the birds of the sky.
去问他们他们一定会告诉你们呐。
And if you ask, inquire of them, they will surely tell you.
你们所知道的这些动物也知道啊。
And everything that you know, all of these animals also know.
你们所讲论的，连三岁小孩子也知道啊。
And the speeches that you have made, even three-year-old kid can tell you the same thing.
我们看十二章的第七节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 7.
约伯记十二章第七节。
Job chapter 12, verse 7.
第七节，你且问走兽，走兽必指教你；又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你。
Verse 7, but ask the beasts, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you.
第八节。
8.
或与地说话，地必指教你，海中的鱼也必向你说明。
Or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you.
第九节。
Verse 9.
看这一切，谁不知道是耶和华神的手所做成的呢？
Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this?
因为约伯曾经要他们去问这些万物啊。
And because Job has previously told his three friends to ask of the natures of the earth.
这些动物啊，这些鱼啊，飞鸟他们会指教你。
And for example, the beasts, the birds, the fish, they will declare to you.
这一切事情连这些动物也都知道啊。
And all of these things that you have said, these animals also know.
所以他的朋友就很生气啊，你把我们三个人比作动物啊。
And so therefore his three friends were offended and because he compared them to animals.
那约伯为什么会这样讲？
Why did Job say this?
因为说法曾经骂他是一头又愚蠢又顽梗的一头驴啦。
And because his friends has accused him to be a very foolish donkey.
我们看十一章的十二节。
Let's look at chapter 11 verse 12.
十二节。
11 verse 12.
空虚的人毫无知识，人生在世好像野驴的这个驹子。
Verse 12, but a stupid man will get understanding when a wild donkey's colt is born a man.
他说约伯是一个空虚的人。
And he says that Job is a stupid man.
毫无知识。
And with no understanding.
就好像那个野驴一样。
Just like a wild donkey.
很顽梗不顺服又愚蠢。
And it is very stupid and is unwilling to follow commands.
哦，所以好啊，既然你说我是动物啊，我就说啊，对吧？你们知道的，动物也知道啊。
So since you compare me like an animal, therefore I will say whatever you know, the animals also know.
在这一段哦，让我们可以来思考一个问题。
So therefore, in this passage, we can come to think of something. Come to think of thing.
我们是不是会很在乎哈、哦、我们的自尊？过于别人的苦难。
Do we really pay attention to our pride over other people's sufferings?
我们会嘲弄一个受苦的人。
If we make fun of a person who is in affliction,
以对方的话来回敬他吗？
And will we use someone else's words to repay them?
通常大概我们人大概一般是这样的哈。
And most naturally, men are like this.
哦，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.
哦，但是对方现在是在痛苦当中。
But the other party is in affliction.
有些时候他讲话当然会比较激动。
And sometimes he might be more aroused in his speech.
但是我们不能因为啊他讲话啊因为太过激动。
But we cannot.But we cannot do to the haste of his speech.
然后现在要维护我的自尊。
And to protect our own pride in this way.
然后突然忘记啊，对面这个人他现在在苦难当中，痛苦当中。
And we forget the truth that this person is in affliction.
然后又拿他的话又回敬回去。
And we take his words and throw it back at him.
哦啊，所以哈、哦，你看一来一往嘛，你说我是驴子，我说哈、哦，你们去问动物。
And so it comes back and forth. Since you say that I am a donkey, then I will say that you are an animal.
啊，所以他现在听了就很生气。哈，我们是畜生啊。
And so this is why here he is very angry. Are we counted as animal in your sight?
这好比说，好比哈，我用一个比喻来讲哈。
And so I will use a parable to explain this.
哦，就好像我们看到哈，一个大人现在跟一个小孩子在吵架，言语在吵架。
So it is like seeing of an adult having a quarrel with a child.
哦，我们现在先不要讲，好、哦，好、哦、这个过程中，我们看到这个画面说，啊，这个大人不计小人过嘛。
And let's not look at the process. When we just see this picture, why is the adult taking this child so seriously?
你一个大人怎么跟那个小孩子一来一往呢？
As you are a grown up, how can you have this debate with a little child?
哦啊，特别现在这个人已经非常软弱、很痛苦的人。
And especially when this person is afflicted and very weak.
我们会因为维护我们的自尊，然后用他的话再回敬回去吗？
Do we instead try to protect our pride and throw his words back at him?
这也是值得我们啊这个谨慎哦的地方啊。
This is something we should be watchful for.
我们看箴言三十三。
Let's turn to the book.
三十章哈，抱歉，三十章三十三节。
Sorry, let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 33.
箴言三十章三十三节。
Proverbs 30:33.
三十三节。
33.
咬牛奶的必成奶油，扭鼻子的必出血，照样激动怒气的必起争端。
33, for pressing milk produces curds, pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife.
那用平常我们啊这个生活的经历来描述后面啊那个激动怒气啊，让我们可以比较了解。
And so here it talks about some daily things that we can experience and talk about how anger produces strife.
牛奶真的哦，如果你哈、哦、一直跟它咬，一直跟它咬，咬到最后变奶油哦。
And if you continue agitating milk, it produces curds.
哦啊，鼻子哈、哦、有事没事，你一直捏，一直捏，一直捏捏捏，到最后就出血。
And if you continue on pressing your nose without reason, if you keep on pressing it, you will have a nosebleed.
好、哦，所以他用前面两个我们生活上能体验的来解释后面那句话。
And he used this person uses something that we can see in our daily lives in order to explain the last sentence.
好，他说照样嘛，照样就是跟前面一样，照样啊。哦
And meaning that it is same as what was written before.
激动怒气的必起争端。
Pressing anger produces strife.
所以我们看哦，这两个人哦，就彼此在激动怒气嘛。
So we see that these two people are pressing the anger of each other.
啊，为什么会被激动怒气
？Why do they press their anger？
就是言语啦。
It is due to their words.
我的言语哈、哦，哇，激怒你啦。
is that their words arouse each other.
那现在你又用你的言语来激怒我了。
And therefore you use your words to arouse me again.
啊，所以到最后就起了争执嘛。
So in the end, this produces strife.
好，所以这里让我们哈知道一件事情。
So here it tells us one thing.
第一个。
First of all,
我们不要用言语去激动别人的怒气。
We cannot kindle another person's anger using our words.
人家本来好好的啊，为什么会生气？
And other people were originally well off. Why are they angry?
因为我们讲的话让他动怒。
And because of our words, they have become angry.
哦，这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
第二个哈，我们不要让人家的言语激动我们的怒气。
And secondly, we should not invoke our own anger because of the words of others.
哦，这个真的是要修养哦。
And this really requires self-cultivate.
哦，听到当然会生气啊。
And of course, if we hear some words, we might get angry.
但是圣经告诉我们说，这个不要动怒。
But the Bible tells us that we should not be in anger.
圣经告诉我们说，慢慢的动怒。
And the Bible tells us that we should be slow to anger.
什么叫做慢慢的动怒？
What does it mean to be slow to anger?
就是延缓生气。
So that we delay our anger.
意思就是说你可以控制情绪。
That means you can have control over your emotions.
其实延缓生气你就不会生气了。
And after you delay your anger, you will not be angry anymore.
生气就是啪就马上生气了，马上翻脸。
Because anger rushes up immediately.
所以我们说翻脸跟翻书一样，啪马上就翻脸。
And so therefore, when our face changes color and we become angry, this is immediate.
慢慢生气。
But we should delay our anger.
有人要生气会跟你讲说，我跟你讲三秒钟之后我会生气哦。
And well, an angry person said, after 3 seconds, I will become angry.
但是事实讲如果你可以忍住三秒，你就不会生气了。
But frankly speaking, if you can hold yourself for 3 seconds from not getting angry, you will not be angry anymore.
因为生气都是在那一两秒，不会超过三秒了。
Because your anger becomes stirred up within 1 or 2 seconds, usually it does not last over 3 seconds.
如果可以忍住三秒，老实讲，真的是就不会生气了。虽然气，但是你不会把那个气发泄出来。
And if you can prevent yourself from getting angry for 3 seconds, even though you might still be angry, but you will not show it out.
就代表说我们可以控制情绪了。
And that means we can gain control over our emotions.
哦，没把那个内在那个情绪把它爆发出来。
And we do not let our inner emotions explode.
哦，这样就不会在这个言语上面争执了。
Therefore, we will not have this coming back and forth in conversation.
因为对方讲话激怒我，但是我没有回敬回去。
So that even if the other party arouses me, I do not fight back.
因为我没有被激怒。
Because I am not aroused or angry by his words.
那事实上，有些生活当中有些人讲话就是故意要让你生气的。
And sometimes within our daily lives, there are some people that speak in order for you to get angry.
最好的报复就是说我就是不生气，那是最好的报复。
And the best thing to repay them is that you will not get angry.
当然，我不是叫大家去报复了哈。
And of course, I'm not asking everyone to repay them.
因为他就想尽办法让你生气，我就是不生气，他会气死的。
And so if they think of all kind of methods to make you angry, and you do not become angry, they become angry to themselves.
讲话就是要激动你啊。
Because their speech are to arouse you.
做一些事情就是要激怒你啊。
And they want to do some actions in order to make you angry.
所以说这里告诉我们我们不要激动怒气。
And so here he says we should not press our anger.
也不要被人的怒气激动。
And we should not be pressed by the angers of others.
那可见约伯跟这个比勒达他们之间就是彼此激动怒气。
And we can see the interaction between Bildad and Job. They are pressing each other's anger.
但是老实讲应该比勒达他要这个体谅这个约伯，因为他现在是一个生病的人，他现在是一个遭受苦难的人。
But really, Bildad should be considerate of Job because Job is a person who is suffering and in affliction.
那我们一个平安的人，一个健康的人，跟一个遭受苦难、生病的人在计较。
But for those who are peaceful and healthy, how can we still debate with those who are afflicted and in suffering?
为了维护我的自尊，我又把他的话，又用他的话再回敬回去。
Just in order to protect my own pride, I throw back his words at him.
哦，这是我读这一段哦，我自己的体会哈。
And this is my personal opinion when I read this Bible verse.
好，我们看回来约伯记十八章。
Let's turn back to the book of Job, chapter 18.
哦，第二段。
Let's look at the second section.
是五节到啊，第五节到二十一节这一段。
The second section is from verse 5 to verse 21.
啊，这是啊，这个比勒达哈，他来痛斥恶人的结局。
And here Bildad declares the end of the wicked.
哦，当然，恶人的结局就是这样，没有错。
And of course, the end of the wicked is truly like this.
哦，但是约伯不是恶人了哈。
However, Job was not a wicked person.
哦，所以我时常讲说，如果哈。这段话不是针对约伯讲的，事实上确实那是正确的、哦、我们不要做恶人，恶人的结局就是这样。
So I often say、if not looking at this, if this, all of these words were not intended for Job, then the words of his friends will be correct.、啊、We should not be like an evil, a wicked person. A wicked person will have this outcome.、
啊、第五节第六节是谈到恶人的丰盛会变成虚无啊。
And in verse 5 and 6, it talks about the prosperity of the wicked will become futile.
说恶人的亮光、哦啊、与他的灯、啊、要熄灭。
The light and the flame of his fire shall be put out.
亮光和灯就是象征生命与繁荣。
And so light and flame are a representation of life and prosperity.、
啊、就是象征昌盛与快乐。
It means prosperity and joyfulness.
哦、第七节到、啊、第七节、啊、到二十一节就谈到、啊啊、这个恶人生命到最后会灭亡。
And in verse 7 to verse 21, it talks about the wicked will eventually perish.、
啊、第七节说恶人、啊、他们到最后会陷于困境、啊。
And in verse 7, it talks about、he will be caught up in his own schemes.、
啊、他们坚强的脚步、啊、必越来、啊、越走越狭窄。
His strong steps will be shortened.
啊，到最后、哦、被自己的计谋哈、哦，将自己绊倒。
And his own schemes will throw him down.
哦，第八节说。
And verse 8 here says.
啊，这个恶人啊，有无数的网罗了。
And that this wicked person has numerous nets.
啊，他自己的脚啊，会陷入在网罗当中。
And his own feet will be put into a net that he cast himself.
啊，第九节、第十节、啊。
Verse 9 and verse 10 says,
说恶人、啊、会落在圈套跟机关里面。
A wicked person will fall into a trap and a snare.、
哦、本来这个是要设计别人的。
Originally, it was intended to harm other people.
但是到最后是设计到自己。
But in the end, it falls onto the person himself.、
哦、11节说、哦、恶人、啊、他们、啊、随时会有惊吓临到。
And in verse 11, it says that the wicked ones will have terror around them.
哦，四面的惊吓要使他们害怕。
And the terror around him will frighten him on every side.
哦，并且有追赶他们的脚中的。
And will chase him at his heels.
就是说祸患哦会追他啦。
It means that all the woe will follow and chase after him.
追到他的身上，追到他的家庭。
It will follow him to him to on himself and onto his family.
哦，十二节到十四节。
And from verse 12 to verse 14.
说恶人啊啊可能会遭受到疾病，甚至面对啊死亡。
Says that the wicked will face illness and even to the point of death.
哦，这里说苦难急切要降在他的身上。
And it says that calamity is ready for his stumbling.
啊，谈到这个死亡的长子。
And talks about the firstborn of death.
哦，就是致死的疾病。
The firstborn of death is referring to illnesses that result in death.
还有惊吓的王。
And also the king of terrors.
哦，就是死亡。
The king of terrors is death.
啊，十五节说他们会遭受到天灾。
And in verse 15, it mentions that the wicked will meet up with natural disasters.
为什么会有天灾？
Why would there be natural disasters?
我们时常讲一句话叫做天灾人祸。
And there is often a common saying that natural disasters come with the woe of men.
所以很多天灾就是来自于人祸嘛。
And actually, many of the natural disasters come from the wicked.
哦，十六节到十九节。
And verse 16 to verse 19.
说恶人到最后会绝子绝孙呢、啊。
And that the wicked will perish and have no generation after him.
说他下面哦，他的根本要枯干。
Says that his roots will dry up beneath.
啊，上面哦，他的枝子要被剪除。
And his branches wither above.
上面啊，下面是枯干，上面剪除就是 都切断嘛，切断了，从前切断。
And so by cutting off the roots beneath and also the branches above, that is cutting off both parts.
哦，这也是暗指说，哎，约伯，你就是这样哦。
And he is actually saying, actually inferring that Job is being treated in this way.
哦，十七节。
Verse 17.
说恶人到最后被人遗忘。
His memory perishes from the earth.
他的名字会在街上也不存留。
And he has no name in the street.
到最后这个比勒达做一个结论。
And in the end, Bildad made a conclusion.
他说这些都是不义之人，不认识神之人的一个地步啊。
And he says that these are the ways of those who do not know God or practice unrighteousness.
如果光看这一段不要牵涉到约伯。
And so if we just look at this passage without mentioning Job,
就是教导我们不要做恶人。
This is actually teaching us not to be a wicked person.
要做一个这个守法守道理的人。
To be a person that abides with the law.
不要做这个伤天害理的事情。
And do not do things that are against one's boundaries.
到最后会遭受天谴。
Because in the end, he will surely be punished.
这是对的。
And this is right.
但是他是指着约伯讲的。
But he was pointing to Job when he was saying these words.
这样就不对了。
And this is not right.
因为约伯不是犯罪的恶人。
Because Job is not a wicked person with sin.
所以比勒达毫不留情、不体谅的斥责。
And so Bildad was not considerate in any point, and he continued to attack Job.
他们原本的用意是要来安慰、规劝约伯嘛。
Originally, their original intent was to comfort Job.
但是他有收到正面的效果吗？
But did Job receive anything positive?
没有啊，只是他们越来越争论啊。
No, it is that disputes were rising among them.
而且那个言语越来越激动啊。
And the speeches they had became more and more aroused.
所以我们可以将三个朋友这个谈论啊。
So we can categorize the speeches of these three friends.
就好像我们现在要做辅导。
Into just like one of the counseling sections we hold now.
要安慰人。
For example, if we are counseling and comforting other people.
要劝勉人的一个见解。
If we are trying to encourage others.
我们要安慰人、劝勉人，我们这么严厉哦。
We try to encourage and comfort others, yet we are so strict.
我们这么毫不留情哦，没有体谅哦。
And we really do not are not considerate of others, nor look at what they are going through.
这样人家会接受我们的辅导吗？
Will other people accept our counseling?
人家会愿意听我们说吗？
Will other people be willing to listen to our words?
可能讲没两句他就回击了。
Maybe after just speaking a few sentences, the person will rebuttal.
可能讲没有两句他就听不下去了。
Or maybe after a few sentences, he simply does not want to listen anymore.
就不欢而散了。
And this will result in departure.
以后你要再找他讲话，可能他都不愿意面对你，不理你了。
Or maybe if you want to talk to this person in the future, he'll pay no attention to you and ignore you.
我们想要来辅导他、帮助他都没有机会，因为他就不见你，他就不理你。你有什么办法？
And if we want to counsel or comfort him in the future, he does not even want to see you. What can you do?
如果他愿意听，多少我们讲十句，如果他有听进一句，那就。对他有帮助了。
And so if we speak 10 sentences, but he can take one sentence for his benefit, then that is a benefit to him.
我们看箴言十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 18.
十八节。
18.
说话浮躁的如刀刺人。智慧人的舌头却为一人的良药。
18. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
我们说的话是如刀刺人吗？
And sometimes are rash words like a sword that thrusts into other people.
还是好像医人的良药？
Or are we like a medicine that brings healing?
你看同样是人在讲话。
And we see here, it is the same thing, it is both people talking.
它显出来的这个果效全然不一样。
But the results of their talking is totally different.
本来要安慰人，但是又拿刀去刺人。
And one was to comfort them, but he ended up thrusting the person with a sword.
啊，如果我们讲的话是医人的良药，对呀，哦，啊，他就得到医治啊。
And so, if our words bring healing like a medicine, of course, this person will be healed.
因为我们对症下药啊。
And because we use the medication to treat his symptoms.
我们讲的他需要听该听的话。
And we have said words that he needed to hear and what he wanted to hear.
而且他也愿意听啊。
And he is willing to accept our words.
我们讲的话如果讲得再好他不听也都没有用了。
And so no matter how good of a speech we give, but the other party refuses to accept our speech, this is of no benefit.
有些时候我们说哎，奇怪我讲的都对呢，你怎么不听呢？
And sometimes we say, everything I say is right, why are you not listening to me?
对了，没有人活定你讲的是错，但是态度的问题啊，凶巴巴的啊。
And of course, no one is saying what you're saying is wrong, but your attitude is very mean.
所以讲啊，讲对话很重要。
So speaking good words is very important.
但是讲话的态度更重要。
But your attitude when you speak is even more important.
态度不对，虽然你讲的话对，但是人家就不接受，不要听。
And if your attitude is wrong, people will not listen to what you have to say, even though it may be right.
讲了老半天没有用。
So after you speak for a long while, it is of no use.
反而是反效果。
And it even goes in the wrong direction.
因为我们拿刀刺人。
Because we thrust other people using a sword.
啊，不是啊，这个拿药哈去哈啊裹哈他的伤口。
And we are not binding up their wounds.
哦，所以难怪哈这个约伯哈说他三个朋友啊是无用的医生啊。
And that is why Job said that his three friends are useless physicians.
看十三章的约伯记十三章的第四节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 4.
约伯记十三章第四节。
Book of Job, chapter 13, verse 4.
你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生。
Verse 4, as for you, you whitewash with lies, worthless physicians are you all.
这是乱开药方。
Says that these physicians just give random medications,
没有对症下药,
not according to a person's symptoms,
哦, 不是医人的良药,
and is not a medicine that will bring healing to the other party.
哦, 你们是拿刀刺人,
and those are the people who thrust people using swords.
哦, 所以我们哈要谨慎,
so therefore we should be watchful and careful.
哦, 我们看十九章,
and now let's look at chapter 19.
约伯记十九章。
Let's look at Job chapter 19.
这是约伯来回答比勒达的他的谈论。
And here it is Job's response to Bildad's speech.
这一章的重点是约伯信心的突破。
And so the main theme of this chapter is the breakthrough